Short story number 35, Horse Story by Larry Vardaman. Jeanette and I used to enjoy riding horses occasionally. She and I'd go for rides during the summers, but the latest one was probably the last we'll ever take. We visited a small dude ranch nearby where the rancher kept a short string of horses for riders like us. His wrangler helped us pick out our horses for the day and get us mounted. Jeanette, as usual, picked a calm mare, but I wanted a horse with a little more spirit. The wrangler suggested Daisy for Jeanette and Flash, a 3-year-old stallion, for me. Perfect, I thought, not considering the connotations of the name. The wrangler helped Jeanette onto her horse while I mounted Flash. He was a tall horse, so it was difficult getting my left leg into the stirrup, and even harder to get my right leg up over the saddle. I hadn't quite gotten my right foot over Flash when he shied away from me and started to prance. I had one hand on the reins and the other on the horn, but was left hanging partway on and partway off when he decided to head out across the pasture. I reached forward and circled my arms around his neck as Flash began to accelerate. I bounced up and down, barely holding on as he galloped faster and faster. Slowly, my right foot was jolted loose from the saddle, and I began to slide lower and lower so that I was eventually dangling beneath his neck. Then I began losing my grip on his neck. When I couldn't hold on any longer, I dropped to the ground at a full gallop. Well, at least the suspense is over, I thought, as I hit the ground. But no, my ride was not finished yet, it seemed. My left foot was still caught in the stirrup, and Flash proceeded to drag me by one leg across the field. On and on we sped until my backside began to complain unbearably. I noticed we were approaching a canyon and feared what might still lie ahead. I'm convinced that I would have been killed as he dragged me over the rocks and cactus if the manager of the store hadn't come out just at that moment and pulled the plug on Flash.